thinking will be the last, but one never knows, in this topic of seeing others repay the kindness of other people, is how do we repay the kindness of other beings to us? Because we've talked about how we expect them to repay our kindness, and how we feel when we see others repaying kindness, or when we don't see them repaying kindness. But the real thing is, what about me? You know, and do I have I trained my mind to see the kindness of others? And seeing their kindness, do I reciprocate? Do I repay their kindness? So this is a very important thing, yeah. Because so often we are self-centered, and you know, what are they doing for me? But to really have it in my mind, you know, who has been kind to me, and how do I treat that person who has been kind to me? And so here, of course, you know, we could start with, you know, obvious acts of kindness, you know, the people who give us presents, you know, who or praise us, you know. But then there's so many people who do so many things for us that aren't like that, that aren't big things. But they are big things in another way. Yeah, in other words, if they didn't do them, we would have a lot of suffering. Okay? So, for example, a lot of times when we're working together with people on a project, we usually think of what they're not doing that we have to take over. But do we look and see what they are doing and appreciate that? Yeah. And do we repay their kindness for doing that? Or when we need help, do we appreciate the people who come to our aid, or do we just take it for granted? That they should, or do we appreciate the people who teach us things, or do we just again take it for granted and assume that it should be there? So often as we go through our life, you know, we're continually experiencing the kindness of others, but to train ourselves to be aware of it and then to actively reciprocate in one way or another. Now the question comes up: how do we reciprocate? And I remember when Jeffrey Hopkins, was it here, or maybe when he was in Seattle, he was talking about it's important that we choose how to reciprocate the kindness of others. Okay? Because others may have their ideas of what they want us to do, you know, and then we may say, if I do that, that's repaying their kindness. But very often in the process of doing that, we may create some non-virtue, we may waste a lot of time, you know, because maybe the person doesn't know anything about the Buddha Dharma and the way they want us to reciprocate their kindness, or the way they see it, and of course we want to reciprocate, is, you know, they want us to come and do this and that and the other thing for them and live our life in a certain way or spend our time in a certain way or earn a certain amount of money or whatever. And we might say, well, they've been very kind. This is what I should do to reciprocate their kindness. Yeah. And then in doing that, we have no time for Dharma practice. And we may, you know, get involved in mental states with attachment and anger and confusion and do, you know, destructive karma and so on, but all in the name of repaying the kindness of somebody. So that's why it's very important that we choose the way in which we repay the kindness. And this is where Dharma practice comes in, you know, and why our Dharma practice is, we shouldn't see it as my Dharma practice that I'm doing for my spiritual advancement, okay? But rather, it's something that we're doing to repay the kindness of others, because as we mature spiritually, we become more and more capable in this life, and especially in future lives, of being of greater and greater benefit to others, okay? So we want to choose that way of repaying the kindness. It doesn't mean that we never do what anybody else wants us to do. I'm not saying that. You see, I always have to qualify things, because if I don't, people go to the other extreme. So I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is, don't think that repaying others' kindness means doing everything they want us to do. Okay? But rather, with our wisdom and with having the Buddhist worldview and knowing about karma and past and future lives, then we choose what is we think is the best way to repay the kindness, even though that repaying may not come immediately. Okay? And similarly, even though we may not be able to repay somebody in this life in the way they would like, we may be able to do active actions for other people who are more receptive, and that's the whole idea of paying it forward. So this is something really to think about. If we do it, it clarifies many, many things in our mind.